best and the most telling speech is not the actual impromptu one, but the counterfeit of it. That speech is most worth listening to, which is, has been carefully prepared in private and tried on a plaster cast or an empty chair or any other appreciative object that will keep quiet until the speaker has got his matter and his delivery limbered up so that they will seem impromptu to an audience. Today is June the 19th of 2022. This is the first of a new series of the Fifth Dimension Show, and I'm your host today. This is Captain Fred. It's good to be back at RBN. I hope that this show doesn't disappoint. Like Mark Twain said, the best shows are the ones that are a little limbered up and are practiced maybe. But today is a different kind of day. We are kind of in the midst of a little bit of a condition that we didn't expect. And we're going to deal with it as best we can. Okay, well, my first show that I did with Republic Broadcasting was themed that reality sucks. And I think back then I was trying to play accordion, so I played accordion live, and it sucked. But that's the way live radio really is, because it's not produced very carefully. And that's one of the advantages of Republic Broadcasting, is that we do have producers. And my producer, Sam, I want to tell him how much I love him, how much I care about him. And I know that right now Sam's dealing with a situation that's pretty stressful, and we all here are a family with RBN, and I'd like to offer him my condolences and to say that there's going to be a lot of conditions that exist in the future where we may have to keep cool, to stay on focus, because we do have something beneficial to offer the people that listen. So with that, I'd like to bring on a friend that helped me through a pretty dark time in my life. It was the beginning of COVID. My daughter had just passed, and I was listening to Revolution Radio, and one of the hosts, Mitchell Bupp, befriended me and offered me condolence and was a friend when I really needed one, and people were locked down. And but I've always enjoyed and always appreciated this gentleman of the air, and he's quite the personality on Revolution Radio, and I'd like the listeners of RBN to get used to hearing his voice too. And he's got a song that he plays quite often. I don't know if you've got that up there for us to play yet, Sam, but let's let that in before we bring Mitch on. Oh, he doesn't have it. Well, I tell you what, why don't you get that song ready and let's bring on Mitchell Bupp. Mitchell, are you there?
Hey, Fred, how you doing? You want to hear it? All right. Yeehaw! Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Hey, Fred, Mitchell, how you doing, my friend?
Mitchell, you are certainly the personality on the airways. The yeehaw is your signature sound, but the tune that I had up was a sound that you've been playing a lot. It's called I Told You So, and I don't know if he's got that ready, but I wanted to play a little bit because it really is a lot like what you do. You tell people the truth, and whether they're ready for it or not, that's what's going on. But I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, the listeners on RBN are similar to Revolution Radio. I mean, we we all relish the truth. We all relish listening to, and we can spot bullshit, and we can spot someone that's insincere. And Mitch, you come off pretty sincere. I know that a lot of people on alternative radio try to keep from too many expletives, but occasionally you come up with some wonderful expletives. I'm not really sure how you create some of these beautiful words, but you've been admired by using the
I don't know. Word. I tell you, Fred, our government makes us become quite, how should we say it, creative when we were trying to talk about their actions in a manner that's not too vulgar, because let's be honest, you know, these our government
when you're getting it up the ass, I mean, how do you refrain that better? I mean, I know that you probably got language for it, but how do you do that? I mean, you bring the, I guess it's the counter news to people every morning, and sometimes you get pretty animated about it.
Well, if you're not pissed by now, I mean, what, are you dead? You got brain cells to rub together? I mean, if you're not feeling the heat from the government, from the system, from literally the breakdown of our society, the lawlessness that we see everywhere. You know, I worked a year and a half in a nuclear power plant as a construction labor in Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you, you would think that those industries would have a better personnel and everything, but you know, after working at a nuclear power plant for a year and a half, they got the same jokers working in the factory where you work and everything else. So it's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy. And you know, when you're working in a nuclear power plant, you know, you should take that as, you know, something a little more serious than, you know, what it really was in the end. I mean, it's just crazy.
You think
just
that's
nuts.
What caused you to really start seeing what's going on in this country or this world?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, we have to understand there's a level of incompetence everywhere, okay? Except today, the level of incompetence of our so-called professional class, I mean, it's at an all-time high. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't call half these people scientists that claim to be scientists or doctors or media professionals or journalists. You know, take your pick. I mean, you got Stevie Wonder as a Uber driver for today. I mean, it's that bad. He's considered the expert. You know, it's just, it's more stupid on stupid. Here's a great example. Here's a perfect example. The CDC, the FDA, this Walensky and Dr. Fauci, these effing morons that just approved a vaccine for children from 6 months or zero, you know, the ones that they didn't get to abort from whatever age you want to start, from the birth canal to 5 years old, right? They did a study. The study to make it FDA approved for all children, for all 20 million children, was in for, I believe, let's see, the Pfizer vaccine was a study of 10 children. And 7 of the 10 got the placebo. So only 3 of the 10 children that were in the so-called Pfizer study, I believe it is. I mean, it's like, what the fuck is the matter with these people? I mean, that is just idiocracy.
What the fuck sounds right for that? You have to say
that. I mean, I'm sorry, Fred, but I mean, what in the hell? What kind of parasitic assholes that are up here just sucking money down the toilet again and again, and what they're doing to children? It's unnecessary to start with, but then to base this entire decision on, oh yeah, God, it's madness. It's madness. Like I said, it's idiocracy.
You think it's madness,
and steroids.
Or you think they're blinded by greed, man? I think the blinded by greed is the only thing that sounds like a human response.
Well, I think they're all synthesized into this own thought pattern. You know how we have seen this mass psychosis of COVID, okay? And we see how people become mass controlled at the subconscious level. Because if we look and see what people do today, I mean, the ones that are so paranoid or so fearful of COVID or catching anything today, they're the ones that have actually become the subconscious automatons, or whatever the hell they call them, where, you know, they don't even think. It's just automatically programmed into them. And they can't, because they're in that collective, that group collective, they can't even think outside that idea. You know, it would be like trying to explain to a caveman, you know, or a tribesman that, you know, there's a space station up there orbiting around the planet. Okay, now that's another big argument for everybody. But hey, it's okay. We all have to have our own opinions, our own ideas, and nobody will always agree. But certainly we should not be caught in the produced mass psychosis, because this is not an accident. This is something that is instituted as a plant for human farming, as I guess I would refer to it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the culling of the human species, and a lot of people like to focus on the whodunits. A lot of people focus on how they do it, but the reality of it is that we're going through something that I don't think we're going to be able to put the skids on pretty easily. I think we're going to have to suffer through the worst of this before things begin to change. I know that everybody's suffering loss during this, and nobody seems to be aware of it. I mean, it's incredible to me that these doctors that were sworn to do no harm, how can they possibly see the value of injecting a 5-year-old with an injection obviously doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. And the survival rate, I mean, it's like 99.999 something for children. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, ludicrous. It's insanity. And, you know, we have to understand that our medical systems have become more eugenics-based, if that makes any sense. You know, they've gone back to essentially a higher level of eugenics, where they're actually trying to alter the DNA and alter the human physiology instead of give a human something that is a low dose of a disease, and then our body gets a triggered immune response.
Well,
that's not what in how this whole thing works. But then again, that's not in how, you know, the Wuhan flu, as you can call it whatever you want, but it came from Wuhan, China. It was a gain-of-function experiment that was escaped. I mean, I think it's pretty damn clear now.
Well, whatever the intention of this injection was, whether it was to cure COVID or whether it was to genetically modify humanity, the question you have to ask yourself, do they know what they're doing? And if they do...
Oh, hell no.
If they don't
look
know
at
what
it, okay,
doing,
here's a parallel way to think of it, okay? Bitcoin, okay? Now, this may sound like we're going off track, but we're really not, okay? Think about how Bitcoin and the blockchain, okay? Think about cryptocurrency in general. And then you have Bitcoin and you have blockchain, which is the architecture that the bankers really want, because then you can track everything back and forth. If you go back over to the other side of that equation that I'm just talking about, the virus itself, and now this new style of vaccine, okay, it's a shift from the traditional vaccine methods, okay? So basically, we have the old style vaccine, and they're trying to bring in the new vaccine style of using these genetic spike proteins to create an immune response. And because they believe that they can genetically manipulate that, just like if they were using a genetic typewriter and type in any code they want to deliver to have an antibody response. I think that's totally false and idiotic, by the way, but this is the thinking of the new technology.
Hey, here we go.
There it is.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Captain Fred Fifth Dimension. We have Mitchell Buff on the air. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, she is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra...
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
This is the fifth dimension. Today we have my guest Mitchell Bupp, who is revolution in the morning. Let's hear it, Mitch. Let's do the yeehaw for me. Come on, buddy.
Yeehaw! There you go, Fred. There you go.
And you know, it's almost a signature of audio signature in a lot of ways. You were telling me when we were off air that you got fired from a job before you even went to work. How about it, man? Tell us. Give us the skinny.
Hey, well, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Well, anyway, you know, doing a volunteer as I do in Revolution Radio. I do Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., and then Tuesday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. And I self-produce, so it's hard to, and I produce a couple other shows, so I was looking for a weekend job, and I said, hey, there's a job I might be able to do. This guy needs a handicapped guy needs a caregiver guy to help him on the weekends. And I said, yeah, I might be able to do that for the weekend, and wouldn't be that big of a deal. And so I talked to him, and then I went up and I met him, and him and the other caregiver that was there. And this was really, I guess, really just the beginning of the month, right, or around Memorial Day weekend. And they said something. Anyway, so the guy said, well, he needed me maybe for a backup caregiver. I said, well, okay, you know, I know how it is. I mean, you're handicapped, you're in a wheelchair, you know, somebody calls off on you, you know, hell, there you are. You're kind of, you know, you're left hanging bad. Anyway, so So I filled out my paperwork, and I got it in and submitted, and even submitted for to do a background check, and all that was kind of in progress. And so they call me up, and they say, hey, we're going to want you to work this weekend. You got that submitted and stuff? I said, yeah, sure. And they said, okay, well, the one guy that was his, or I guess is still whatever, was one of his caregivers. Evidently, they sent me his text message, or his text number, right? So we started texting back and forth, and, you know, we started talking, and you know, he said, yeah, I was just, you know, just I need somebody now for over the weekends, because evidently the other person dropped out on him. Why? I guess, well, maybe you'll find out here. So anyway, so I'm going back and forth with him for a few minutes, and I was just getting ready to head out the store to go down to the food line, and bang, you know, I got down the food line, and he had sent me his text message, and I kind of glanced at it when I went in, and then when I was going through the store, I said, but, oh, I don't know if I can say that, but, well, oh, man, he did, son of a bitch. I'm saying this in the store. I'm standing there in the aisle, and people are kind of looking around at me. I pull my phone back out, and I read this. Out of respect for my disability, I'm more comfortable with male caregivers working nude, especially when I have to use the bathroom and get ready for bed. Would this be an issue with you? I said, ain't happening, dude. I said, look, that's part of the job. And you notice he said his male caregivers. I guess he didn't want his female caregivers naked. Oh, God. You know, and the worst part of it really is kind of this guy. You know, he's handicapped. He can't use a shower or a bathtub or anything. And so he'd be laying on a bed, and you'd be kind of giving him a sponge bath or a good bath, right? And you'd be leaning over, and I'm like, ain't happening, man. Sorry, you're fired, man. I was fired faster than goose through shit, man.
well, shit through a goose.
I tell you, it was just. Yeah, but that's look. That's not has shit to do with caregiver.
Well, I don't know if you've ever wiped your mom's ass. No, you know what?
Yeah, but dude, she don't ask them to do it naked.
We're going to take another break. This is our mid morning break or mid afternoon break. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that! Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just want to say that I told you so, yeah.
New Fifth Dimension, and my guest today is a friend of mine, one of the hosts from Revolution Radio, Mitchell Bubb. Now, Mitchell, you know, we talk a lot about the conspiracies. We talk about the vax. We talk about, I don't know, a lot of things. I don't particularly talk about those things. I like to talk about things that are legitimate in our lives. Like, I used to, and I brought, years ago when we first started doing the show, here on Republic Broadcasting, I started broadcasting shows about CBD and hemp, and you know, back then that was revolutionary in a lot of ways. So, but you know, you and I both live in states where we can grow marijuana legally, and you know, I grew some marijuana last year, and I had so much fun. They're such beautiful plants, and they're so they serve so many purposes for, you know, how you live your life. If you're stressed, you know, you can roll up a little joint.
I well, it beats a good Klonopin.
Yeah, you know, we've
got
to
smoke a joint instead of doing having a Klonopin and get dopey. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, that's how I look at it.
Well, you know, we've got a country that has just made it legal to inject five-year-olds with an experimental drug, and yet something that humanity has been using for millennia. And they've made it so it's, well, nobody ever talks about it on the air. I don't hear it. But it's important. It's an important thing that we start to legitimize marijuana, hemp, and mushrooms, too. Legitimize these as things that can be beneficial for humanity. And I think that that's part of it. But other than that, I just enjoy smoking weed. How about you?
Well, you know, a formal declaration, I was busted in 1981 for selling weed. So I started smoking weed when I was in the Marine Corps. I was out on a ship in the middle of the ocean, and USS Fort Snelling. And, wow, man, I didn't think about it. My two friends and I went down in the well deck because it was a ship that's kind of hollow in the back, and the back of it goes down in the water, and there's smaller landing craft that come back in there, and Amtraks that come out the back of it. And we went down there. I smoked a joint. That's the first joint I ever smoked, man. I said, I got blasted. And this is something I can always remember. I can remember coming up, and we came up the ladder well, and we were going out underneath where the helicopter pad was in the back of the ship, and the support beams kind of come angled across. Man, I smacked my head right on one of those support beams, and then you know, it's like next thing I remember, I'm down at my bunk, and Corporal Johnson, this big black guy, he's pretty cool, and he says, Dad, you look fucked up. You better get up there in the bunk, pup. I crawled up there, probably went straight to sleep. That was the first time I smoked weed. I don't know. You always can remember stuff like that, I guess, here and there. But
that was the beginning of your road to hell.
Well, Uncle Sam's Marijuana Club. You know, in the platoon I was in Weapons Company, 1st Battalion, 6th Marines, I tell you, more of us smoked weed than didn't. And the others drank a little more whiskey. There was probably only 1%, maybe 2% that weren't either drinking or drugging something or somewhere. It was interesting, I guess you could say, to say the least. After I got out of the Marine Corps, I was going to sell some weed to some of my friends in the service, and somebody set me up. So I got busted and camped down in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Yeah, you can look it up on the internet. It's right there. Anyway, you know, 1981 is a hell of a time. Hell, and they were still, it was 2011. They were still pulling me over and saying, you were once arrested for selling marijuana in North Carolina. And about that time, saying, yeah, 1981.
It's interesting.
That's like
it's
shit.
Interesting that they've made that, and it still is a stigma for most people. You know, this criminalization of using a natural herb is part of what has made this illegitimate pharmacy ruled by pharmacy and media. I think it's part of it. They don't want us to be using anything that could help us feel better other than what they sell. And that's
Well, I think some of it, is that that it enhances, somewhat like alcohol in a way where, I'm not saying it's the same, but it enhances some of your senses. And, you know, there are some people that are happy drunks or sad drunks, and there's angry drunks, and there's asshole drunks. And, you know, it's the same way with smoking weed. Except one of the things when you smoke weed, you know, usually it is, it's more cerebral thinking, I guess, is a description that I want to use. That when you're thinking, it's more cognitive, cerebral than an emotional alcohol enhancement, if that makes sense.
Well, there's not a lot of violent stoners. I mean, come on. When's the last time you've seen anybody smoke a joint and go shoot up a school? That doesn't happen. Only, I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to make light of school shootings, but the culture that's been created with the pharmaceuticals, with everything, is creating a situation that makes this kind of behavior the norm. I mean, people, it probably happens all the time. I don't understand how come people still resist trying marijuana for fatigue, for sleep. I know that if you're sick, I know that a lot of people that prescribe marijuana, which they, what they prescribe is a, is what a lot of people consider a maybe 10 time dose. They say a dose in Colorado is 10 milligrams of THC. And I know that a lot of people that practice, that use it for medicinal purposes go to 100 milligrams of THC. And what it in essence does, well, it doesn't hurt you for one thing. There's no lethal dose for marijuana. But what it does is put people to sleep so that they can heal themselves without, and let their bodies rest. And that seems to be the primarily the healing technique that people use for marijuana. I know that a lot of people get paranoid when they smoke weed, but I think that has to do with the type of weed they smoke more than anything else.
Well, I do, the THC effectively plugs into a receptor in your brain that triggers endorphins and everything else. And it's the same type of receptor. I guess it's kind of essentially like playing Tetris, and it fits in, plugs into a receptor a certain way. You know, we understand it to a certain point, but at the same time, we don't understand it because, you know, you and I and everybody else, we could smoke the same weed, smoke the same joint, and each of us may have a different experience depending on, you know, our brain chemistry. And, you know, and how our brain itself is wired. Our brain may not create new brain cells, but it can reconfigure and move around places that are damaged and things like that. So it would make sense if you're smoking a lot of weed and all the time, and your brain is those receptors are overloaded with THC receptors, that your brain may actually activate itself in other sensory ways, or other neurons may become active just to act as receptors. I mean, I can't say. I know that for me, it was it was a drug of choice, I guess, because I didn't really like alcohol. And I liked smoking weed. Sometimes you get good weed, sometimes you get bad weed. And, you know, it helped me get through some traumatic experiences I had when I was young. And you know, if in all honesty, if it wasn't for that, who knows? You know, if it's not, and a lot of times for people, if they don't have that release or that way to kind of put some space between tragedy and the day you are today, where you can maybe handle or learn to grow within yourself and your personality, or in your person. So, you know, I mean, if that makes any sense, you know, a lot, instead of using pharmaceutical drugs and SSRIs, I would rather have people smoke weed, in all honesty, to keep themselves under control. And as you had mentioned before, psilocybin, magic mushrooms. I'm not a professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, I can only speak that I know people from experience that that has helped them when with their, I don't know if you want to, mental stress issues. I really don't want to say it mental health issues, because, you know, in all honesty, in today's society, the way we live with all the stimuli, you know, with all the sugars, with all the dyes, with all the foods, you know, with the different diets, that who in the hell knows what we're really supposed to eat and what that has actually done to our bodies and our brains and everything else. So what we think is healthy, you know, and there's a whole range of people that think differently today about that. Some people, you know, they want to embrace, you know, the cheeseburger diet, or and some people want to go all vegan. And, you know, everybody has their own idea, and I think it's a combination of each. But we have to remember that what we think is a state of healthy today, it really is subjective. They found, here's a great example. Here, let me say this one quick thing, Fred. They found that if you take the exact same food pyramid, the servings, the size of the servings, you know, and feed those things to a person today, that today the person will get fat. The person, the diet recommended back in the 50s and 60s, the same portions, did not make people fat then, but they made people fat today. Now, is that because we don't exercise, we don't move, or is that just because the food has been altered? Oh. Sorry.
Another break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fred.
Saturated. is.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Psychedelics are illegal, not because a loving government is concerned that you may jump out of a third-story window. Psychedelics are illegal because they dissolve opinion structures and culturally laid down models of behavior and information processing. They open you up to the possibility that everything you know is wrong. That was Terrence McKenna almost 20 years ago. And today, we are at the mercy of I call it the dark triad, a media, medical, money assault on humanity. And we can declare legitimate the the drugs of choice that have been used for centuries of marijuana and hemp and CBD and psilocybin. These things have been used for humanity forever. I'd like to invite callers today. The phone number is 512-248-8252. That's a Round Rock number where the broadcast is originating. I'm in the San Luis Valley of Colorado, and Mitch is in Virginia. How's that going there for you, Mitch?
Oh, man, it's okay right now, but I tell you, it's going to be hotter than hell come Wednesday. Anyway, yeah, you never know what happens in the world today. God, hey, I was just laughing myself. You asked earlier, somehow I've managed to see through all the gaslighting, through all the bullshit, through all the lies. And, you know, I credit my old lady.
Watch me.
No, I locked the door. No, never mind. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, you know, the government tries to set these boundaries, and they herd people into different behaviors. And, you know, they want – I used to laugh because, I used to call the 90s is the age of better living through chemistry. you know, the 80s and 90s, and it was just like it seemed like everybody was trying to find some kind of drug to get themselves to their relief point, whatever that may be. But yeah.
I don't think we have time for this. We'll catch it on the flip side of this. You know, we've got a strange break situation here on RBN that you're probably not catch, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fred with Mitchell Bubb. Thanks.
Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's my own design. It's my own.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.